What did you like in Matt Patricia?
I think, you know, some of the things that Bob starts since he's been here, how you build a team, what's the important positions, you know, having the flexibility to use your players to their greatest ability as opposed to fitting them into a scheme that maybe is not right for them. Obviously having an experience of winning and understanding what it takes to build a winning organization and expecting to win, and that came out loud and clear.
Bob said after the season that the GM and the head coach is the most important relationship in the building in terms of the football operations part of it. How big was that in that process that they knew each other so well? Bob talked about the time on the road. It seemed like that was a pretty close relationship.
I think it's certainly important. Bob's right. It's the most important relationship. They're together all the time, you know, during the off season, during the season. And I think having the language that they developed over 14 years and a relationship over 14 years that's the same. I mean, they're not the same person. I mean, they're going to see things in sometimes different ways, but I think they'll have a way of, you know, figuring it out and doing what's right for the Lions. But there's a trust factor that you can't really repeat, you know, right out of the gate with a brand new person. That's very obvious to me and should be a beneficiary thing for the team.
Yeah. Bob said they were tied at the hip. Is that how you view it as far as their success and possible failures may go?
They're, you know, obviously they're together and they're both going to be, you know, responsible for our success. And but I'm pretty confident we got the right partnership. So if they're tied to the hip, I'm okay with that.
Brad, other teams have announced the length of the deal. Is this a 4 or 5 year deal for Matt?
We'll announce it when you know, the time's right, but it's a long term deal. I'll just say that. I didn't even expect the question, so I wasn't prepared to announce it.
On a personal note, what was it just like traveling with Bob around the country, doing these interviews?
It was cold. It was the week after. Remember the week after New Year's? Landed in Houston because we flew on there and met with Mike Vrabel after we met our two guys here. And I think it was snowing and 25 in Houston. And then we went to Green Bay and then Minnesota and then Boston. But it was great. We had time to talk. We had time to prepare. We had time to kind of divide the questions that we were going to ask and make sure that we really put everybody through the same kind of rigors, because we wanted to make sure that when we walked out of each meeting, we were able to evaluate them on the same basis that we had evaluated the other candidates. So it was a great time for us to talk and talk about the future of the team and the candidates we were meeting. And obviously we were aware of what other teams were doing too, because there were other vacancies and some of our guys, including Matt, were being interviewed by other teams. So we had, you know, time to talk about that too. But it was a great, it seems like a year ago when we started that, because that was a long time ago. We had to be patient and wait, but I think it was worth the wait.
And he was the point man, I know, on the interview process, the ultimate decision maker. What was your role specifically in this whole process?
Yeah, we you know, kind of divided the questions, and we each asked different questions and then asked follow-up questions. And then he and I would kind of talk afterwards, and how did we see them, and do we see them as a good coaching fit, a good culture fit, good representative of the family, Ford family, and the Lions. And then we'd kind of move on to the next one, and then, you know, we'd evaluate that candidate versus the ones we'd already met. But it was a good process, and I'm glad that we did it the way we did it, so that everybody was asked the same questions and it was, you know, able to be evaluated in the same way.
During the process? Was she continually updated?
We talked to her every day. Yeah. After every interview, we gave her an update.
Did she go to the second interview? Was she part of the second interview?
She did not.
Rob, did you get a sense at all during this process that the Giants were actual players for Matt, or did you feel like you were that this was going to happen all along?
I think there was clearly competition for Matt, and you know, I don't want to comment on, you know, what degree that competition was, but he was an attractive candidate, not just to us, but to other teams, including the Giants. But I'm very confident that we were, you know, seriously considered by him, and I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
I know I asked Bob about the Roger Goodell shirt. You obviously have a different relationship with Roger than Bob does. How much of a concern was that for you? How much of a concern was that for you?
We did ask the question. I got a very satisfactory answer. I'm not going to tell you what the answer was, but I think Matt's talked to Roger since that, you know, event happened, and I'm not going to comment on any further than that. I think it's going to affect how Roger views the Detroit Lions. I'll say that.
Because Matt and Bob Quinn are so tight, something like what happened with Josh McDaniels, you don't think could have happened in this case because they are so tight?
We discussed, you know, at the end of the process when we were able to really make an official offer, that we wanted him to be our coach and he wanted to become our coach. And, you know, it is a, you know, word of honor at that point. And I was confident that he was going to keep his word. I can't comment on what happened down there. I've been reading the reports just like you have. It's, you know, it's unfortunate for the Colts, but they'll move on and they'll find another coach. But I didn't have that worry.
Have you got any sense as far as you know, the newness of a new coach coming in and all that excitement. Has that helped you guys with ticket sales or any interest in that and people requesting?
Well, yeah, it's so new. We've not even really announced anything yet about ticket sales.
It's the worst kept secret in the NFL.
I know. Well, you know, you never.
That's true. You're right. But have you got?
I don't know how they're doing down there.
Renewed interest.
I think it'll be well received by our fans, and I'm looking forward to being able to talk about it now officially and build excitement as we go through the summer and get ready for the season. You know, we're coming off a really strong attendance year at Ford Field, as you guys all know, and look forward to kind of building on that and continuing to have the great home field advantage that we have and have the place full and continue to set attendance records and have standing room only crowds, and I think Matt's certainly going to help.
Do you have any sense if you're going to raise prices yet?
We're going to have pricing coming out tomorrow. There'll be a slight price increase.
Right. Can you speak a little bit more to the process, just the having to wait to not be able to offer a formally agreed? Is that something, even though you hope this is the situation to be long-term here, you'd like to see the NFL change?
Yeah, I think there was a consideration last year to make a change to that rule. Which I think in light of, our situation and maybe what happened in Indianapolis, it even makes it more appropriate to reconsider it. I think it's tough on the candidates, Matt and Josh. Pat Shermer had to wait, obviously, too. It's tough on the teams that are waiting for those candidates. I understand the rationale about not disrupting the season of somebody in the playoffs, but I think there's a way maybe to have both sides, be happy, have the coach focused on winning the playoff and also have the other team that they're going to maybe join prepare for the season and start to build a staff and everything else. So I hope that they revisit that rule. There was some consideration last year to do it. If they brought it up again, I'd be in favor of it. And we'll see what happens.
How do you feel about it taking two leaders from the Patriots, which are obviously the gold standard, but have proven to be a difficult model to kind of replicate elsewhere?
Yeah, we're not trying to replicate the Patriots. Whether Bob or Matt had been there or not, I think they would have been great candidates regardless. I think the fact that they both worked together, whether it was in New England or some other team, helps because they've got a relationship and history. And I think they're both their own person. They're not trying to be Bill Belichick. They're not trying to replicate the Patriot way. But there's also some benefit from learning what it takes to win. Mm-hmm. And whether it's how you build the team or how hard you work or how you play situational football and how do you deal with things you can't plan for. And I'm confident both those guys are prepared because of the experience there to do that. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're going to benefit from that. I know the question was asked about the other, I think Rojo asked it about the Patriots coaches that have left. And I think Matt answered it the right way. He isn't those guys. He's Matt Patricia. And I'm willing to bet that he's going to be successful here.
Why did you guys not interview Josh McDaniels?
That's a question for Bob. He was really the person who developed the list of the candidates that he wanted to interview. And we had our list. We did request to meet with one other candidate, Steve Wilkes. And by the time we had met with Matt, we kind of were zeroing in on him as our leading candidate. And I think Steve was having interviews that next week. And then his, opportunity kind of presented itself. So we never requested to interview Josh, but I defer to Bob on that.
How soon after that second meeting with him did you have an agreement in place?
Everything kind of finally came together Monday morning. Can't really do much until their season's over, and we didn't want to disrupt his thinking on preparing for the Eagles and getting ready for that game. But I was very confident that, based upon where we were, that we were going to get an agreement in place.
Ron, do you think do you think the team has a greater chance of success now, allowing Bob to kind of bring in his own coach as opposed to when he came here and had to inherit Jim Caldwell?
I think, the organization on the football side is Bob's, and he's building it the way that he wants it to be built. And I think that's why we hired him, to build it the way that Bob Quinn wanted it to be built. He kept Jim because he wanted to keep Jim at the time, and he made a decision to move on from Jim because he thought that was the right decision for the Lions. And I think now that we've hired, Matt Patricia, he's built the organization, fully in his views, and I think that we're going to be better off for that. But whether that means more success right now, I just know that one of the goals that we had for anybody that we talked to is we want to constantly get better as a team. So we want to be better the 17th week than we were the 16th week than we were the 15th week, and I'm confident that we have the right team in place.
As the president, though, do you feel more confident having two guys that are more in line with each other and familiar with philosophies?
I'm very confident in the team that we have. How about that?
You've talked before about the enhancements you make at the stadium, the game day experience, how they attract players. How does that also impact on interviewing coaches when they want to know maybe the direction of the franchise?
Well, I think where it really pays off, Mike, is they know that you're serious about you know, investing in the team and serious about, you know, winning. And we've got a great ownership that's willing to support initiatives, not only at the stadium, but, you know, in terms of player acquisition, you know, here at Allen Park, renovations that we've made and ones that we'll continue to do to keep this facility current. I think it just shows you you're a serious organization. And I think the Ford family is a very, very serious group of owners who want to win.
In the conversation you have with Matt and how with other candidates, how much emphasis or how much conversation was there about wanting to keep Jim Bob Cooter around?
You know, we went through every interview process. We asked every coach about the kind of staff that they would want to build. In some cases, people had, you know, specific names. In other cases, they had, you know, ideas of the kind of people they'd want to go after. We also asked them about our coaching staff, and they had opinions, and Matt kind of just addressed, you know, his research that he had done on our staff. No one forced him to consider anybody, but we wanted to hear their views on our coaching staff. We wanted to hear their views on our players. And ultimately, he made the decision that he made in terms of the coaching staff that he wanted to build that includes Jim Bob and a few of the other guys on the offensive side.
All right, thank you, guys.